Spit against somebody, then we have to recompense and try to make up for whatever type of oppression that was done. So the ayah of the Quran that was mentioned, Allah mentioned, "Ma lil-zalimin min hamim, wa la shafi'in yuta'." That the oppressors, and the oppressors on the day of Qiyamah, they'll have no friend. In this world, when they were committing that crime, that oppression, they were doing that wrong, they had this contact, that friend, that assistant, that accomplice, but on the day of Qiyamah they'll have nobody. They won't have any friend, and nor will they have anybody to even intercede that will be listened to. So even if somebody says something on their behalf, they won't even be listened to. Then Allah Pak mentioned, وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. Nobody will come to their assistance on the day of Qiyamah. The oppressor will be 100% alone. So the hadith we read on Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال, اتَّقُوا الظُّلْمَ فَإِنَّ الظُّلْمَ ظُلُمَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. As Jabir radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that beware of zulm, beware of oppression. Because this oppression will be intense darkness on the day of Qiyamah. One explanation. The other explanation ulama gives is it will cause intense hardship for a person on the day of Qiyamah. So zulmat has been likened, or hardship has been likened to darkness. So this person will go through extreme difficulties on the day of Qiyamah only on account of that oppression that he did. As I mentioned, oppression is of many types. Is oppression where the person is not treating his staff well, the person is not treating his family well, the person is not treating anybody that he has got some type of right, or some person has a right over him, he's not fulfilling that right in any way. So that is also known as zulm. Zulm literally is wad'u shay fi ghayri mahalli. To put anything in its wrong place, that in itself is oppression. So a person is supposed to be parking properly, he doesn't park his car correctly, that in itself is, obviously it's a milder form of oppression, but that in itself is oppression. A person is supposed to be putting his shoes on a shoe rack, he doesn't take his shoes, he puts it in a way where he disturbs somebody, makes it uncomfortable, people have to jump over, so that in itself is zulm. So anything is not put properly in its place is a form of oppression, zulm. So anyway, the hadith goes on to say, وَاتَّقُوا الشُّحَّ, and fear this selfishness, this holding back, this such greed that reaches a level that a person doesn't want to spend anything. فَإِنَّ الشُّحَّ أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. The shuh, this greed, the selfishness, has destroyed the people before you. حَمَلَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ سَفَكُوا دِمَاءَهُمْ وَاسْتَحَلُّوا مَحَارِمَهُمْ. It has caused people to shed blood. People shed blood, they fight because of this selfishness, this greed they got. They don't want to share something. They don't want to take cognizance of the next person. So it causes them to shed blood. And then the hadith says that it even reaches a stage where a person starts making haram halal. So common has become that where a person is looking for something, a leeway out, a loophole out, he wants to get involved in some bribery, some corruption, make some excuse, some roundabout way, as though it's permissible to do this. We're living in such times, there's no way out. We have to get involved with the banks, we have to get involved in bribery, we have to get involved, otherwise our work can't get done. So different excuses will be used, but the person will ultimately justify what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. Today's hadith on Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لَتُؤَدُّنَّ الْحُقُوقَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُقَادُ لِلشَّاتِ الْجَلْحَاءِ مِنَ الشَّاتِ الْقَرْنَاءِ. رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that on the day of Qiyamah, retribution will be taken. Everyone will be given their rightful rights. In other words, if there was some oppression done in this world, a person who was stronger, a person who was more influential, a person who was more affluent, a person had a higher position, he could take advantage of the person below him. He could take advantage and he could commit that level of zulm. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on the day of Qiyamah, every type of recompense will take place for that zulm that had taken place. The person's rights will be given back to him. He'll be fulfilled to such an extent that a hornless goat will take recompense against a goat that had horns. So in this world, a hornless goat couldn't defend itself against that goat that had horns. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak will give this goat now horns and say, take your recompense from that goat that had harmed you. Can you imagine what will be the level? Would insan, if this is the level with animals, every person will be able to take that recompense against that zalim that had oppressed him. So this is a very serious thing. And if that, it is mentioned that where a person has been oppressed and zulm has been done unlawfully, then the person who did him wrong would have to pay via his amal. So in this world, a person pays with rands and cents and currency. So anything that is defined as mal, anything that has value, Sharia has permitted it, number one. Number two is it can be stored. And number three, it is of some benefit. And that can be used. For example, a person has got a cell phone. He can use it as a means of exchange. He can exchange that cell phone for a chocolate. He can exchange anything that has these three qualities. It has some value. It can be stored in some way. And Sharia has allowed it. It's not an item like pork. It's not an item like wine. So it is nothing like that. Then it is permissible to use it as an exchange. But on a day of Qiyamah, the exchange will be by a person's amal. The most valuable thing a person can ever have on the day of Qiyamah is his actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exchange this on behalf of that oppression and the sins that he did against others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and give us the tawfiq to value this amal. It is on the day of Qiyamah we realize the value of it and we won't want to part away of our actions. But how will we be able to give it away for some foolish act that we did against somebody? So let us be very careful. Today being Friday, let us increase the salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.